Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yes, we are halfway to the weekend. It's a cloudy Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. So glad you are with us this afternoon, wherever you are, at work, at home, at play, on the street somewhere, wherever you are, welcome to our show. Anywhere around the country, welcome to our show. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about again this afternoon. You have heard that the president is going to address the nation tonight, and we're going to carry that live here on WWL. Now, I have a choice to make. I have tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight at the Smoothie King Center. Should I go to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight, or should I stay home and watch the president and take notes? I'm going to have to think about that, and I'll let you know at some time during the show what I'm going to do tonight. But yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra performance tonight at the Smoothie King Center. I'm sure there are still tickets available for this, even though I personally think it should be totally sold out. It is an amazing rock Christmas experience it is a rock show with lights, incredible music, and a story about a teenager who left home, and on Christmas Eve, even though she had problems with her mom, she has this yearning to go back home. And the story is she's trying to get back home. And all of that is wrapped around this incredible rock music and this great light show. I look forward to this every year. It's a Christmas tradition for me. And you just see all ages of people at this event. So anyway, that's tonight at the Smoothie King Center. So Mayor Cantrell has ordered the banners that Mayor-elect Moreno had put up at Gallier Hall. Now, I think that's where the inaugural ball is going to be next month, because Cantrell's about out of here. We are about done with this woman. So she had the banners taken down. Now, Mayor-elect Helena Moreno did get permission from the city, from the City Property Management Department. She had permission to put them up, so she put the banners up. Do you know what the banners read? All in for New Orleans. All in for our community. All in for our culture. All in for our youth. All in for our future. Do you know why Cantrell had these taken down? Because she is not for New Orleans. She is not for the community. She is not for her culture. She is not for the youth. And she is not for the future. She is for herself. And so she disagreed with all of the banners and what they said. And it had to really piss her off that the mayor-elect had those erected up there before she even left office. So, crybaby, crybaby, crybaby. Well, you know, you're going to be gone soon. But look, you know what? Some people who are total losers get breaks. And if I'm not mistaken, Cantrell's going to get a pension. It's going to be her salary, which is over $100,000. You know, our broke city is going to be paying this mayor, who was, in my opinion, a total failure. Last night, Clancy Dubose talked about the good and the bad. And in the very end of his commentary on Channel 4, Clancy Dubose said, the bad certainly outweighs the good. And that's the way history is going to record this woman as our mayor. And she was so cocky and confident that she would be such a great mayor. But ego destroyed her. And there's a lesson in there for everybody. Ego can destroy you, especially. And think about this metaphor. When your ego writes checks that your intellect can't cash, you're going down. And so we will have not fond memories of Mayor Cantrell. But anyway, it's all coming to an end. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting that she ordered the banners to come down. Not only because Helena Moreno had them put up, even though she got permission from the city, but because Mayor Cantrell didn't do anything in office that showed that she cared about anything that the banners actually had to say. We're going to talk a little bit today about what people want for Christmas. And this is a conversation we'll have this week. We'll have it again next week before Christmas. But there are some trends when it comes to giving people things. And Gen Z in particular wants something that I think is rather interesting. I mean, I wouldn't want it. It's kind of confusing for me. And I have to admit publicly that I don't totally get it. But anyway, not what they want. I don't get what they want. I mean, what they want, I don't really totally understand the whole concept of it. But, I have such a simple mind that it's easy to confuse me. So Susie Wiles, who we talked about yesterday on the show, who did this interview with Vanity Fair, also said in the interview that Donald Trump was on the Epstein plane. Now, I did a video for Scoot on the Air Substack. You can watch the video there, comment on it if you want. And if you haven't joined me yet, Substack is, for a lot of you, it's going to be a new social media platform. And it really has some really great information. It is not purely right-wing like a lot of other social media platforms. There's a lot of intelligent comments on there. And I'm not saying that a lot of right-wingers don't have intelligent comments, because some do. But it's not hate bait, you know. It's not the worst of the worst. It's not all the petty stuff. I mean, there are a couple of people who are right wingers on Scoot on the Air Substack, and you know they come up with their little petty arguments because they suffer from SDS, Scoot Derangement Syndrome. I mean, I'm in their head, and no matter what I post, they're there to comment. So, you know, there are people suffering from that, and I guess we should feel sorry for them. But in any event, if you haven't done it yet, just download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air, and I'll be there. And please subscribe and then comment on what I post. And you're going to find a wealth of information. There are a lot of journalists on Substack and a lot of really credible people, many names that you're going to even recognize on Substack. It's totally different from Facebook and even different from Instagram. So download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air and subscribe, and you'll get the videos that we post. So how long have I been saying this? How long have I been saying that I don't know why either party doesn't just, you know, have the courage to support legalizing marijuana? Harry Enten, who is the polling guru on CNN, he says that one way that Trump could like win back voters that they're concerned that he's losing is by supporting legalized marijuana. I have been talking about that for a couple of years now. I don't know why one of the parties doesn't just suck it up and tell those who disagree to just, you know, bite it and then support the idea of legal pot. I mean, I'm not a pot smoker, so it's not for me. It's just that I think pot should be legalized. So anyway, there is talk that Trump is losing a lot of the younger voters that voted for him, helped put him in office in 2024. And according to polls, he's losing them in pretty big numbers. And they're concerned about that. So my question is, well, why in the hell are they so concerned about that? Well, they're concerned about that because I believe that there's going to be a big push for Donald Trump, if his health holds up, to run for president in 2028. Now, you're not supposed to be able to run for a third term, but because that's what the Constitution says. But it seems like there's going to be maneuvering to try to get around that and find a way for the president to be a legitimate candidate in 2028. So we'll see what happens, but there's just a lot of talk about that. So, you know, we'll have that conversation as time goes on. But do not underestimate that if his health holds up, and we don't know about that, but if his health does hold up, he could be a candidate in 2028, which would be very, very unprecedented. So Susie Wiles talked about the president when he was younger being on the Epstein plane. I mean, he's on the manifest, you know, of people who were on the plane. But we don't know what he did on the plane. We don't know. And we don't know who was on the plane. Now, is it possible? See, because what we do is when we don't know stuff, we speculate. And that's just something that people do. It's natural. So we speculate on what might have happened. So the president's on the plane with Jeffrey Epstein. Are there teenage girls on the plane? And what are they doing on the plane? Are they going somewhere? Or are they just on a flight to nowhere? Are they just flying around? Or are they becoming members of the Mile High Club? I mean, I don't know. But when they don't tell us stuff and we get a little bit of information, we can't help as human beings but speculate. So he was on the plane when he was in his Playboy years. And Susie Wiles, who is his chief of staff, said in the interview with Vanity Fair that they didn't do anything too awful. What does that mean? So it means they did stuff, but it wasn't too awful. Now, I can think of a lot of things that you can do without doing, you know, there's a lot of stuff you could do. There's a lot of stuff they could do to you that wouldn't be that. So I don't know, did that happen? They didn't do anything too awful. So what does that mean? And then again, to the hardcore Trump supporters, it doesn't really matter. But what they're concerned about is how it affects the younger voters that sided with him and helped put him in office in 2028. If they leave, then there's reason to believe he would not win another election. So anyway, that's their big concern. All right, so we do have a lot to get to today, and I want to try to get this in if we can. The movie industry, in terms of movie theaters, is struggling. And I've been to some movies kind of recently, and the theater has been kind of empty. I don't remember the last time I went to a movie where it was packed. Do you still go to movies? I mean, I love going to the movies, but the movies come out so quickly for streaming that if you miss a movie, you just wait a couple of months and boom, the movie's there for streaming. So do you even take time to go to the movies? And it's expensive. I mean, ticket prices are expensive at the movies, and the concession stand is going to take more money than the box office for the tickets. It costs a lot to go to the movies and get snacks. But I love the experience of doing that, and I don't think that's going to die, and I hope it doesn't die. We'll talk a little bit more about that if we get to it this afternoon. If you have a comment about anything we talk about on the show, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is working in the back today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Mr. Coleman.
I think I have an idea how we can not only save the music, the movie industry, but we can probably like revitalize Hollywood South, get some production here. I have a movie pitch.
Okay.
The Grinch that stole the inaugural banners. What do you think about that? I think we could write it. I don't know where this idea came from. It just came to me, and I have this script idea of this plot of this Grinch that just hates all things happy and all things positive and just wants to remove everything that shows hope and optimism, and maybe their ovaries will grow 9 times larger at the end. I'm still working out the details of how it was going to work, but that's just a random idea that revitalized Hollywood South.
When you just described the Grinch, you described Mayor Cantrell perfectly.
What? No, these are all just fictional characters that I'm making up inside of my brain.
Okay.
It's like the South Park. Any correlation to any real people, just completely coincidental.
Of course, you can say that, but we're all going to come to the conclusion that it's Mayor Cantrell.
I can't decide how other people interpret my art. I'm sorry.
I understand. I see that you are wearing the Bucky's beanie that I brought you from Bucky's.
Yeah, you noticed it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, so the weather's warming up a little bit. You got to be happy about that.
One of my friends wanted to surprise me with a trip to Bucky's. They wanted to bring me, but my schedule didn't work out, so I guess I'll try it next month or something after the Christmas holidays.
I haven't been to Bucky's in days. So, I mean, I really haven't been to Buc-ee's in a couple of weeks, and I'm kind of jonesing for a trip to Buc-ee's.
Have you bought anyone a Christmas gift from Buc-ee's?
Yeah, I sent my grandkids some Christmas stuff, Christmas paraphernalia from Buc-ee's, and I sent each of them it's a Santa Claus suit. It's like a onesie. It's like something you sleep in. It's like a onesie that you sleep in, but the hood, you put the hood over. And it's Buc-ee's head on top. So, I mean, I hope they get a kick out of that.
Buc-ee's great for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that's right. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I was really running late getting to the station today because my AC is out. And it's not the fault of my landlord. It's the fault of the people on the roof. They're redoing the roof of my apartment building. And I live on the fourth floor, which is the top floor. So, man, I'm hearing all of the noise. It's horrible. And you can't communicate with these people and ask them what's going on because, well, most of them don't speak any English. And they don't understand what you're saying. And so they're up there, and they screwed up my air conditioning unit. Well, they did something, and then they brought some people in to fix it, and they didn't fix it, so I have no AC. Tomorrow it's going to be 75. I like it cooler than that in my apartment. So, you know, my landlord's working to get that taken care of. But, you know, it's really frustrating dealing with people who don't do their job right. And whoever is doing the roof, shame on whoever hired these people because they're taking forever and they've been over my apartment forever and it is unbelievably loud. You have no idea how loud they are. They slam stuff down like nobody's living underneath them. Really, really, very rude, very rude. And on top of that, so then they screw up the AC unit because they have to move it to do something with the roof and then they put it back together and the AC guy comes out today and they don't put it back together right. So, you know, now I don't have AC. So, you know, it's just, it's frustrating to deal with people who just don't do their jobs. All right. A lot to get to this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, working our way toward the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. So, the report now is that the Catahoula Crunch from ICE, it's called the Catahoula Crunch. That's what they're calling the roundup of people in New Orleans and Louisiana. Maybe they should call it the Swamp Snatch, because you know they're snatching people out of the city, snatching people out of the state. So Swamp Snatch just sounds a lot better to me than Catahoula Crunch. So for the Swamp Snatch, so far, WWL Louisiana, Channel 4, is reporting that over 250 people have been snatched up. The Department of Homeland Security says it's closer to 350. The press release says that the Department of Homeland Security continues its pursuit to remove the worst of the worst offenders in the New Orleans area. You know, that sounds really cool, except that, you know, we keep hearing that there are a lot of people that don't even have criminal records. And at one point very early on, there were like almost 40 people snatched and only 8 of them had criminal records. I mean, beyond like a ticket of some kind. So, you know, I mean, find the illegal people that are bad. Find the illegal people who have criminal records and let's get them out first. If you're here illegally and you get caught, well, you know, I can't help you. You need to do what you can to be here legally. But it just seems like this is an attempt to remove brown people and they're making excuses to just remove brown people. Oh, well, we didn't know. We thought this, we thought that, and the brown people are snatched up as well. And I think that's really sad. But again, you know, this is probably the brainchild of the alien, Stephen Miller. So it does continue. But what scares me is their quota for Louisiana is 5,000. Now, I know they're just starting, but even if they're at 350, as the Department of Homeland Security suggests, they got a long way to go. And it seems like to reach 5,000, they're gonna snatch up a lot of people who are really not worthy of being snatched up. So we'll have to, see how that works out. I was talking a few minutes ago about the current president running for an unprecedented and illegal third term. And so Miriam Adelson, who is an Israeli-American donor to Trump, she is offering $250 million for Trump to run for a third term. Now, you know, one thing that motivates this president is money. I mean, a lot of us are motivated by money, but, you know, not to the degree of maybe ignoring the Constitution or ignoring the law in the name of money. You know, you and I might be, reluctant to do that, but the president seems like he's pretty much willing to do anything for money. And so here's someone offering $250 million to run for a third term. His ego wants to run for a third term. Again, I'm saying, you know, if his health holds up, I mean, you know, we've got three more years to go. Yeah, three more years to go. So let's see how that turns out. But I guarantee it, there are people working behind the scenes for this president to run for a third term. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's get to a couple of your texts here. Here's a text that says, doing a great job, Coleman. Merry Christmas. So,
Merry Christmas text to that texter as well.
Text in for Colma there. Text says, let's see. Hey, Coleman, tell Scoot if he wants to buy a house with a new AC, I'd be happy to assist him with that. Thanks, Wanda Rogers.
Okay, well, I told you then.
Yeah, so Wanda, I'm okay right now, but I appreciate the effort. They're going to ultimately fix my apartment AC, and it's not the landlord's fault. I've got a great landlord, but I'm just really aggravated with the people who are working on the roof, and you know, whoever hired them made a big mistake because they just seem to be taking so long. And by the way, you know, a couple of weeks ago, part of the roof caught on fire. And they've got blowtorches up there. So I don't know. I don't know if they did it, but they've got blowtorches up there, and suddenly the roof is on fire.
So during your opening segment, somebody did text and said they're willing to take your Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets because you know how rare it is to hear Trump speak. So if you're not going to make it to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they'll be happy to take your ticket. That way, you know, you don't have to miss
a special event.
I will.
Because I said in the beginning, you know, it's my job to follow the news and to follow what's going on. And while we no longer really get embedded in heavy politics and all that arguing BS and all, we don't do that anymore on this show. And the show is so much more fun for me to do now, too. And I'm assuming it's better to listen to. But since the president is addressing the nation tonight, I wondered, should I give up my Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets and stay home and watch the president? I'm kind of torn here between work and play. And, I'm kind of a workaholic, and I really put everything into work. So I'll kind of figure out what I need to do there. Let's see. What, you got a text? You got a couple of texts?
Yeah, I want you to explain it to this listener. So earlier, once again, in the segment when you mentioned like Trump running for a third term, somebody texts, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. I thought you weren't going to talk about political statements nor conversation anymore. So can you explain the difference between talking about politics arguing about politics?
Exactly. A good point. You know, we will, again, it's somebody looking for a reason to criticize. All along, I have said that, you know, as a talk show, we will address certain political issues. We will mention certain political issues, but I'm no longer getting into the boring, mundane arguments with people when most of the arguments are based on misinformation. And so we're just not doing that anymore. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about politics because, you know, we're still going to talk about you know, some things, but I'm pretty much just going to, you know, express my opinion and leave it at that. And yeah, I don't know, maybe we'll let somebody call if they disagree, and maybe not. You know, I'm just, you know, entitled to my opinion, and I'll give it. And, you know, we're just not going to do the arguing stuff anymore. By the way, I do want to address this issue. I was critical of the president, as many people have been, for the way that he has handled the death of Rob Reiner and saying what he said in such an inhumane way. And I'm not the only one. There are many, many people who agree that that was not the right way to handle that. But that's the president. But there are people talking about how Rob Reiner did not want to say anything nice about Rush Limbaugh when Rush Limbaugh died. And, you know, I'm not familiar with that. I mean, obviously, that's something that's being pushed by the conservative media echo chamber. It might be true. And so I'm going to check into that, because if that's true, that's worth a mention. You know, Rob Reiner not even wanting to acknowledge in a humane way, you know, the death of somebody. And again, you know, I think there's something wrong when we celebrate death of Americans just because they have a different opinion. Now, if an American, you know, does something horrific, you know, yeah, you might want to like, okay, well, you know, maybe they should be dead, you know, or I'm not sorry they're dead. I mean, I think there's certain people that qualify for that, but not people that just have a different opinion. You know, you don't hope that Rush Limbaugh dies. You're not glad. You shouldn't be glad that he's dead because you had a different opinion from him. But that's where we are as a country. And we've made this comparison a lot. You shouldn't be happy that Charlie Kirk is dead if you disagreed with Charlie Kirk. He's still entitled to his opinions. You shouldn't be inhumane or happy that Rob Reiner was stabbed to death because you disagree with his opinion of the president. That's not why we hope people are dead. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. If you do have a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a song that takes me back to, again, my little transistor radio in Metairie. This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Part of the Ghost of Christmas Eve. Man, the singing, the music. Man, there's a rock fiddler who comes out, and she is just incredible. The performers, the music, the lights, it's all amazing. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is in town tonight at the Smoothie King Center. It's a great Christmas experience, and a nice story is woven around the rock music and the lights, and it's a great Christmas experience, and it's at the Smoothie King Center tonight at 7 o'clock. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm ordering some perfume from Perfume Headquarters and didn't remember the code to use. If there is still one, please help me out. Thanks. No, there's no code for Perfume Headquarters because, I mean, the prices are low for everybody. So there's no code there. The code that I talk about is for the Aura frame, that digital frame, and the promo code is Scoot for that. But you don't need a promo code. You're going to get just incredibly low prices if you order it at Perfume Headquarters. So check that out. I'm Scoot. Ian is in the back doing paperwork today, and Coleman is our studio producer. We'll get to a few of your text messages coming up here in just a few minutes. So there's a lot of talk about Rob Reiner basically treating Rush Limbaugh the way Donald Trump treated Rob Reiner. And I don't know if that's true. I don't remember paying attention to that. there is some information from Real America's Voice, but that's a right-wing streaming service. So I'm not going to, that's not credible to me. So I'm not going to believe that. I don't believe left-wing streaming services either. So, you know, forget that. I mean, like Mother Jones is a left-wing media outlet. I don't use anything from Mother Jones. And it's all very, very critical of the president and anything that he says or does. I don't use that because it's not credible. So I consider this right-wing streaming service, Real America's Voice, to be not credible. So I'm not going to use any of that information. I don't know about Rush Limbaugh. I don't know if that's true or not. But I know that Rob Reiner did express just deep, deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. Maybe not deep, deep. Maybe it was just deep empathy for the death of Charlie Kirk. And I'm sure Rob Reiner, a Jewish American, did not agree with much of what Charlie Kirk said, but he thought his murder was horrific. And that's the word that he used. Also, he really had a lot of nice things to say about Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's wife, in talking about her speech about Charlie and about the hate that led to his death. And Rob Reiner had total empathy for that. So as far as the Rush Limbaugh thing is concerned, I don't know. If you want to believe that he dissed Rush Limbaugh when he died, you can believe that. I'm you know, if I have a chance, I'll do a little deeper search into that. But, you know, even if he did, that doesn't mean the president needs to do the same thing. You know, just because somebody else does something doesn't mean that you should do the wrong thing, too. I mean, where does it stop? You know, then, okay, Rob Reiner did the wrong thing, and then the president does the wrong thing, and then the next time it happens, somebody else does the wrong thing. I mean, where does that stop? I mean, at some point, can't you be bigger and say, even though somebody did this, I'm going to be bigger than that, and I'm going to handle it this way? We don't have enough of that in America. We have so much, you know, whataboutism. Well, you know, what about that? Well, they did it that way, so, you know, I'm going to do it this way. I just don't think that gets us anywhere. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Terry. Hello, Terry. Okay, I don't know where Terry is. I guess we lost Terry. Here is a text that, let's see, let me get to a couple of these other texts that have come in. We get a ton of texts on this show.
But before we get that, what you just said reminded me of something. So for those who say that what Trump said is appropriate because all the negative things Rob Reiner said about Trump while he was alive, I guess we're supposed to respond like, oh, well, then it's completely okay. Then, like, we're supposed to bypass it. And it kind of reminded me why Trump was elected in the first place, because people who do think like that, they feel like Trump is a fighter, like he speaks for those who don't have a voice. So right. It's like they're tired of getting punched with, and they have to be the bigger person. They're the ones that have to stay silent while people call them Nazis or racists or fascists. And I think when Trump fights back or even says negative things, no matter how egregious it is or how disrespectful it is, they do feel like somebody is speaking out for them. So I do think that those people are still out there, where when Trump does get bombasted and calls people fat or say quiet piggy, he does all those things. They feel like finally somebody is fighting back for us or speaking, like saying what I would say if I was in that position.
I agree, Coleman. I think that is definitely part of it. And they're vicariously living through Trump because Trump is saying what they don't maybe have the courage to say, what they want to say. And Trump is saying that. You know, I realize that. But that's why I think we should look to our leaders to take a higher position when it comes to these kind of things. Instead of encouraging that, encourage empathy. You know, we're talking about death. We're talking about hating somebody because of their political views. We're talking about being happy that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that intrinsically is very un-American. You're not supposed to hate people because of their political views. You're not supposed to hope that, well, you can hate them, but you're not supposed to hope that somebody is dead because of their political views. And that's the problem with that. All right, we're going to come back with more comments. We've got a lot of text to get to as well. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Paul Rogers, lead singer and songwriter for Bad Company. Paul Rogers, 76 years old today. I'm Scoot, and hang on, we have got a lot more still to come coming up in the next hour. I'll tell you about the new Seattle Seahawks uniform big game coming up tomorrow night, Seattle and Los Angeles. It's a huge game. You'll hear it right here on WWL, and we'll be right back. Well, today is the birthday of Art Neville, keyboard player with the Neville Brothers, born right here in New Orleans. But he passed away back in 2009 at the age of 81. But today would have been Art Neville's birthday. Classic song from Demeters. This is what's known as New Orleans funk. Get funky with it. Get the funk out of my face. Funk off. A lot of good music there.
That's a new perfume at Perfume Express, or New Orleans Funk?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that a new perfume at Perfume Headquarters,
New Orleans
Funk?
Could be. Yeah, it could be. They should do a funk fragrance. Funk fragrance. Smell like funk. Smell like new... I don't know, man. I would be afraid to smell like funk. You know, I don't know what that would smell like, but it doesn't sound too good to me. The president will address the nation tonight. We're going to carry that live for you here on WWL. I got tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And, you know, one side of me thinks I should stay home and watch it and take all the notes. Another part of me thinks, man, no, man, go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra because it's one of your favorite things to do. I mean, you know, why not do it? Anyway, I'll have to figure out that dilemma. There are 250,000 packages stolen every day this time of year from porches. Porch pirates stealing Christmas gifts that are being delivered to people's homes. What can we do about that, though? I mean, there are just some people who are willing to do that, and maybe the penalty should be a little stiffer. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.